welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host, Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Late Night with the Devil.
Our viewer.
You're meddling with things you don't understand.
Whoa! Now, as you know, here on Night Owls, we think it's very important to keep an open mind. Please welcome Dr. June Ross Mitchell and Lily, a young subject of the book, Conversations with the Devil.
I really don't think it's a good idea, Jack. She's becoming more unpredictable.
That's a good thing. That's why we still do live TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned for a live television first as we attempt to commune with the devil.
Sorry I've been gone for a bit, but I'm back at it again. And this time around, we're going to be talking about Late Night with the Devil. It's a found footage horror film that apparently released back in 2023. It got released in cinema recently, and I had the fortunate chance to go catch it. I don't know how this one slipped my periphery, but I was able to go see it. And it stars David... Oh my god, I'm going to mess up his name. Bear with me. David Desmanchia. I've seen him around. He's done other works, and I was surprised to see him. He did a really good performance in this film, because we've seen him in things like Suicide Squad, The Dark Knight, Oppenheimer, Dune. So he's been around. So I was like, okay, let's see how he does in this film as the character of Jack Dory. So the film, it takes place, it's a 1970s talk show of the night of a Halloween special, and he's, you know, it's in this nice, interesting found footage scenario, and I like what they're doing. It's like watching a late night show of what he's doing, of the Night Owls with Jack Dory. I like what they were doing. The set, the piece and everything looked legit. Even the way they colored the film, it looked like an old television late night show. I really enjoyed everything about it. The acting, not only from David but from the rest of the cast, were really fun to watch. And the big thing about this film and the premise is, it's Halloween time. You get all those weird like seances. It's also around this time where you get like occults are kind of hitting the media and things like that. So it's everyone's the talks, and they do some interesting premise, but it goes around of that he has a special guest of Dr. June Ross, and where is it? And Lily. And these two characters are apparently a parapsychologist and her subject who is able to commune with a demonic spirit. That's kind of the premise of this. And they're going to do it live on TV. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. And the way the film is shot, because it's like watching a late night, but when they goes, quote, into commercials, it kind of goes backstage. And the way I like how they went from like true 4x3 cinema viewing of the late night show, then going out into black and white when it's backstage to backstage things happening, I'm like, oh, okay. And you're seeing everything, people talking, how things would happen on set, and I really like that. And then kind of going back, and that felt like real. Like I like that. Mostly when it's when, you know, you're watching these kind of found footage style things, it felt plausible. And then the way the rest of the film goes, the story is pretty simple. You know, you have your tragic late night show host who has a tragic past, and things are happening. I feel this film is definitely interesting for what it's trying to do. I like it. Though some of the plot points they were trying to interject here and there and like hint at never fully were utilized. There was a couple like characters that were like, it looked like they were hinting at something, but never really like fully. And for the most part, it felt like a lot of it was practical effects. There was definitely some special effects mixed in here and there. But it felt good. It felt good. But yeah, if you're like waiting to, if you missed your chance to watch it, it's going to show up on the Shudder streaming service in around April. So, you know, I would recommend catching this film if you enjoy a fun horror. Like, this is not like scary horror. It's like fun horror. And I liked it. It was fun. It was an enjoyable time. Like I said, like the performances were good. The idea was great. The plot moved really well because it felt like you were watching a late night show, but just with a sneak peek behind the scenes. And I really enjoyed that. The finale, the kind of the crescendo of the whole thing, it was really intense and crazy. I really liked it. It felt eerie. I felt that this one worked out really well. So I recommend Late Night with the Devil, and I'm glad I was told about this, because sometimes, you know, you miss some sleepers here and there. God, I missed Barbie last year and I didn't get to watch until recent, and you know, I'm gonna try to get a little better on that. But yeah, those were my thoughts on Late Night with the Devil. Are you planning on watching? Have you watched it? Let me know down in the comments, or let me know of any other films that I might have missed or might miss. You know, just keep me on my toes. So, everyone, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya.